Listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on January 14th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stobe.
And I am Tanonoka Wande.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about nationwide public protests in Zimbabwe.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we will call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can get us on voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and voandebele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about protests in Zimbabwe's major cities over fuel price hikes and the harsh economic situation in the country.
Protesters barricaded roads and bent tires in Harare and Bulawayo as thousands of people took to the streets protesting over the worsening economic crisis in Zimbabwe as President Emmerson Mnangagwa left the country for a five-nation visit.
Police fired tear gas to contain the unrest. Gunfire was heard in the two cities as the police and army were engaged in running vehicles with angry protesters. Unconfirmed reports say some people were shot dead during the protests. Police were not available for comment.
Cash shortages have plunged Zimbabwe's economy into disarray. President Emmerson Mnangagwa announced a massive fuel price hike 2 days ago in an effort to contain a runaway currency crunch.
The Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions and several non-governmental organizations on Sunday urged the local people to stage peaceful protests in order for Mnangagwa's government to fix the economy, scrap the quasi-currency, the bond note, and for workers to be paid in United States dollars.
Please note that this program is being live streaming on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele.
Ngiyabonga mahlabazulu njani lapho khona endaweni zonke ke zomhlaba. Ye namhlanje sikhuluma ngakhona ukwenzakala eZimbabwe. Siyakwazi ukuthi abantu sibili bechayitoyitoyi, abanye besenza konke abakufisayo emgwaqweni lapha, abanye bevimbe ngamatshe, abanye bechisa amathaya kunjeya. Sizwile ke ukuthi amapolisa abexotshanisana labantu ukuthi la masotsha la esenza njalo. Sizokuthiwa ke kulabantu abangani badutshule sibili balimala, kulabanye kuthiwa bangabe bafile, kodwa befile, kodwa sikwazi ukuthi bangabe bebangaki. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi likubona njani khonokho okwenzakala eZimbabwe. Kambe ukutshengisela emgwaqweni yikho okungenza ukuthi kuguquke isimo somnotho kumbe hatshi. So ke konke khonokho kwenziwe ukuthi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ubikile ngeSaturday kumbe ngithi ngomgqibelo ukuthi ke sokukhutshulwe intengo yamafutha epetulo lawe dizili. So nxa sesikhangela sibili abakwaziyo bathi bekumore than 150% increase yakhona. So ke asixoxeni zukandaba. Kunjalo ke wena.
Ndiripo Dube. Zvinhu zvinonyatsomira zvakanaka muZimbabwe pazvaranasi nekuti kwaita bongozozo vanhu vapinda mumigwagwa vachivhara migwagwa vachiratidza kusafara nemamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika zvikuru sei nyaya yekushayikwa kwemari kudhura kwakuita mafuta emotikari nezvimwe zvizhinji zviri kunetsa munyika. Asi nhasi ndopazvazonyatsopfachukira kunze vanhu vakatanga kuita zvekuvhara migwagwa. Paitavo vanhu vanonzi vatsvutiwa, vadhurwa, vapfurwa kuda pamwe mapurisa, kuda masoja, atisatava nechokwadi kuti vasvutwa ava vasvitwa nani. Asi ndo pazvasvika pari zvino. Vanhu vari kunetseka nenyaya yemamiriro akaita zvinhu zvikuru sei nenyaya yekushayikwa kwemari uye zvino kudhuriswa kuri kuita zvinhu zvikuru sei again pamusoro penyaya yemafuta epetro ayo akakwidzwa mutengo nemusi wemugovera. Saka vanhu zvose izvi zvinovagwadza, zvinovashatirisa. Ndo zvatazoita kuti tione zvataona nhasi. Saka toda kuti titaure nenyaya yezvinhu zviri kuitika izvi, uye maonero enyu, uye zvekuti imi munofunga kuti zvinhu zvingafambiswa sei kubva pari zvino, nokuti kumira kwa zvakaita iko zvinezvi hakusina kumira zvakanaka zvachose. Saka musakanganwa kuti chirongwa ichi chiri kubudawo live pa Facebook page pedu. Saka kana muchikwanisa endaiwo pa Facebook page ipapo munogona kutumirawo ma message pamusoro pepfungwa dzenyu ya VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona ne VOA Ndebele. Kana kuti munogona kutifonera chito kukufonera namba munofona kakutuma message i 001-202-619-2077. Dube, zvina kumira zvakanaka.
Yeah, that's the situation in Zimbabwe. So, lucky enough, we've got two guests right now. Mr. Philip Kaule of ZANU-PF is a former Cholocho DCC chairman, former Cholocho senator, and is the current ZANU-PF provincial member for Mat North Province, Mr. Philip Kaule. Mr. Kaule, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, dear Gibson, and you, my brother.
Thank you so much. So we also have Reverend Dr. Kenneth Mtata, the Secretary General of the Zimbabwe Council of Churches. Dr. Kenneth Mtata, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, gentlemen, and good evening, Zimbabwe.
Yes, just for the sake of this program, today is a very fast program, so we are actually asking you to be very brief with your responses. So we'll start with you, Mr. Kaule. Something is happening in Zimbabwe right now. You know, there are these protests, and some of them have been violent here and there, and we are told that some people have been shot dead and so forth. So what's your take on the situation right now?
Thank you very much, my brother Gibbs. And first of all, let me start by saying it is really enshrined in our constitution, if I remember very well, because I'm one of those people who are involved in the drafting of this new constitution that we have in place. And then the thing is that the people are supposed to demonstrate peacefully, according to our constitution. But it would appear as if some people really, at times, you know, I don't know whether this is coming from the the whole thing, if I talk of what the demonstration that took place today, these were not demonstrations as such, but I can see that it was something that was done by political parties hiding behind something, because as you can see some of these incidents, the party vehicles were banned, especially ZANU-PF party vehicles were banned and property was destroyed. How come that people really stood so low that they even destroyed their own property? Destroyed mm-hmm. some people, I remember an accident, like right now I'm in Bulawayo. I witnessed an accident whereby some cars were banned, some people were traveling doing their business. But how can you stop people from doing their business? People demonstrate voluntarily. You don't force people to join you when you do the demonstration.
Thank you.
People do it voluntarily.
Thank you, Mr. Kaule. Thank you so much. Let's go to Dr. Kenneth Mtata. Your take on this.
Thank you very much. I think the point has already been made that demonstrations and stay-ins and other forms of expressing dissatisfaction with services are constitutional rights. Mm-hmm. And I think the concerns are that some of these processes ended up being violent, and we are hearing that some people have been injured, property has been mm-hmm. destroyed, there were lootings, and some people were shot. We don't know, we don't have facts yet, but this is the information that we are getting. But I think these are symptoms of a challenge that we are facing as a nation. Mm-hmm. What we desperately need is to find a lasting solution, not only to address the question of fuel, mm-hmm. but I think there are socio-economic and political issues that require to be resolved. We have a national question that needs to be resolved, and it can only be resolved one way, when people are going to engage. All other forms, I think, raise awareness of the pertinent issues, but I think for us to find solution, people will need to sit down and find ways in which these are going to be resolved.
Thank you so much, yeah. Jacqueline, for those starting words. And now I think we've got a yeah. caller. Let's go to the caller, then we'll come back to the to these two gentlemen.
Yes, tina mkuma Klapos, mwripo ya repa arunare?
Ndiripo.
Makadi nzwenye?
Ndiripo edu makadi.
Mwuruku fona mwurukubi?
Ndiriku Botswana.
Mwuruku Botswana. Tipeo pungwa zenyu panya yae?
Ya kuratidzira hakuna kuipa sezvo zviri pabumbiro remutemo wenyika. Chinhu chaipa ndechekuti semaonere andiyanga ndichiita mumavideos pa social media charwadza ndechekuti vanhu vapinda mumashopu vakaluta. Right. Vanhu vanolutira vanhu vari kuedza kuita business kuti vagone kusustaina kuoma kwakaita upenyu. Right. Kune vashandi vanoshandawo umomo mumashopu zvimwe kure kuti vanhu ivo vacharasikirwa nebasa. Right. Kufura zvevanhu nekukuvadza vanhu vari kudemonstrate hatitingazive hedu pari zvino sezvo tisati tava nehumbowo kuti masoja here mapurisa, but tiri kuona kuti pane vanhu vanga vasina kupfeka uniform yemasoja asi vakapakate zvombo. Vanhu ivavo zvombo zvombo maAK-47 ushaye kuti vanhu ivavo vawanepi zvombo, vamwe vane mapfuti diki mapistol, zvishaye kuti vanhu ivavo vawanepi zvombo izvozvo, kuri kuti hurumende vaone kuti no, kana vanhu ivavo tikavatumira vakapfeka uniform zvinonzi masoja akauraya vanhu, nyika yoziva kana kuti pasi rese roziva kuti masoja ndo akauraya vanhu kana ndo vakafura vanhu. Saka bheta vavatumire vanhu ivavo vasina mauniforms, kuri kuti zvinhu izvozvo ihurumende iri kuita izvozvo, inova iyo yakonzeresa kuti nyonga nyonga yese. Nokuti chinondinetsa ndechekuti purezidendi vamunangagwa vanozivi ndo purezidendi, vane maministers avakaapoinda. Kuna minister of education, kuna minister wetransport and communication. Ivo, to my surprise, vanoinda vondo announce kukwira kwedizili, kwepetrol. Andizivi ko minister wacho wetransport. Kozeti basa rei. Saka, zviri pachena kuti no, havana vanhu vakagadza. Ivo, ndivo vari kutonga, vakatongopata kubve kumusoro kusvika kuzasi. Hapana minister ane basa raanoita kunze kuti ivo ndo zvinhu zvanyanya kurwadza nyika kuti no zvinhu yeah. Zvazoitwa sei naivo president
pamashoko amataura ipapa pamukoma Clopas mashora mativi ese kuti kune vanhu vashuta vanhu mukashora vanhu vanga vachiratidzira vapedzisira vakupinda muzvitoro vachitora zvinhu handiti munoona kuti mativi ese pane zviri kunetsa apa chii chiri kukonzera izvi chii chiri kukonzera izvi
chiri kukonzeresa inhau yehuori huori ndo hwaurai nyika hwakakonzereswa neutungamiriri huripo nhasi nokuti dei kwanga kusina huori purezidendi hutori huori hwakaita hwokuti vaivo vanouya votaura kuti voannounce kuti fuel yakwira but paina minister vakaapoinda ivo ndo unya kuapoinda kure kuti vakaapoinde dofo here kana vakaona kuti iri dofo saka vakariisire ipapo ngavaridzezve
Hong. Aiwa, tatenda chaizvo mukoma Clopas namashoko enyu. Ndinoimba kuti vamwe vatereri vanzwa vachawedzerawo pane zvamataura. Tinotenda chaizvo.
Okay.
Tina, we have another caller. Yes. Miss or Ms. Lillian Mantu. Makadini ko amai?
Mushe munofara here.
Aiwa, tirinani. Muri kupi ko?
Muri kufara neni tiri ku Cape Town.
Muri Cape Town. Ongu, mwoda kutibatsira onenye hai?
Ena, angudu nakungo sara kuti ii government yedi we Zimbabwe chai. Ngai chingo, yakakunika na kudara. Gawa chingo sira vishi diki, azavana kana savaru kuita. Nukuti mga tarisa kuti mamiri laka ita nshini mnika. Asula kumira mushi. And I think kuti...
Dofunga. Dofunga,
yeah,
but in brief, Clopas was saying that both sides are wrong. People have the right to demonstrate, but the police or the authorities have no right to shoot people. That was the earlier caller. But Lillian here, Ms. Mandu, was beginning to tell us that the government has failed and it's time for them to step aside. But then we lost our connection with her.
Yeah, what's the Baba Kaule again? Yes, indeed. Baba Kaule, we are going to talk to you about it. Iban Dalizano PFCLE, Ubusa. Ngakho ke sokumele lichiye ngoba lokhu kungazani kuyalizimela kakhulu so akuphendula abantu khona baba bagawule ngamafutshane sibili njengoba ngitshilo siqalisa lapho ukuthi kula bantu abaningi abafuna ukungena kuhlelo
abathi iZanu PF isihlulekile ukubusa ngabantu impande kusebenzisa ibala leli ngabantu abagangileyo kakhulu abantu embabona begangile bele njongo zabo zokuganga ngoba ngekuthi umuntu usehlulekile eqalisa indima khonapho ukuthi ahlabule eqalisa umnike ukhu ukuthi yeshulekile ungamnikanga isikhathi sokuthi ahlabule inyanga noma ezine kumbe ezingalo usho umbono kwesileka kwakhe. Lokho mina ngithanda ukuthi ngikubeke kwezigcwele injongo zabantu abaphikisayo abalenjongo yokuthi badilize lo hlelo lolubalo bonke iyangapi isandla isupportage lezi eqanayo esebhekeni engadingwayo noma zinga.
Siyakuzwa kakhulu ke sitolibambe khonapho. So Mr. Kaule is dispelling all those kind of allegations. He's saying, you know, this is sabotage that is going on. So I think we've got a caller. Let's go to your caller before we go right round.
Yes, I want to let Mr. Kaule.
Ku Abu Dhabi.
Aya, kwakadini boikoko?
Aiwa, tikukurwa dziwane switch kakumba.
Chokwadi, titaurirewo zvamunofunga?
Ai, I think government is safe. In all that. They really failed, yeah. Because zvikutirwa dzo also. Tuda kudzokera kumba, but chiona situation iri kuitika. It's very sad, no?
Saka munofunga kuti takatarisa mberi zvoitwa sei kubva pari zvino?
The way forward, I think, is the government, they say, is to step down, I think.
Do you think that is possible?
I don't think it's possible right now, because they still want to load, right? They want to check. Yeah, everyone wants to see this pocket right now.
Right.
That's why they increase the price of fuel, everything, yeah.
Yes. No, thank you so much. Do you still have something to add?
No.
Munozviona sei?
But they say route for it, right? Where is the route? For people who pay the fuel, right? And the government is the main cause of this.
Right.
Most people are reacting to the government.
Yes. Okay. Aiwa, Mkwema Adonis, to not tend that you have to pay you. Thank you so much. Yeah, I wanted to ask.
Oh, maybe you can translate first before we go there.
Yeah, Adonis is simply saying that the government has failed, and they just should step down. I asked if it was, you know, feasible, if it was possible. He admits that it's not really that easy, but that they have failed and they should just step aside.
Yes. So before going to Mr. Kaule, I'm sorry, we have to take a caller. Hello, Baba Sydney. Eto when, Baba Sydney, kunjani?
Ngikhona ngisithi ngilwandle lo.
Ye, unjani lwandle?
Ngiyaphila.
Akusitshela, ubona njani okwenzakala eZimbabwe?
Into eyenzakala eZimbabwe lapho ibuhlungu kakhulu ngokubana mina njengami ngikhuluma ngisezweni ngiseSouth Africa. Kusho ukuthi ngisike ngimncane, but okwenzakala manje akulunganga ngoba iZANU government ayifuni ukuvuma ukubana iyehluleka. Ayifuni ukusinikeza amathuba thina njengentsha ukubana siziphathele ilizwe lethu. Baloko bayayela lapho ezihlalweni zethu. Kwenziwa yini ukuthi ilizwe elithule kangaka njengeZimbabwe? Kubonakala abantu bephethe izikhali ezinkulu kangaka ezibotshelwayo phambi komthetho bedubula abantu, amaphoyisa engekho angafuni nakubabamba, alanda abantu abakhala ngokuhlupheka kwabo. Ukuthi i-government manje sikhuluma manje the president use-Russia. She doesn't care into enzakala eZimbabwe right now. So is it the government for people or is the government for ZANU?
Siyakuzwa kakhulu ke umbuzo esiwuzuleyo sizawufaka lathi phambili ngokuya kwesikhathi. Kodwa ke siyabonga kakhulu ungathina kusasa baba.
Mina ngiyikhuluma ngiyimemba yezapho.
Yebo phela. Siyakuzwa kakhulu baba, sibongile. So that is Mr. Lwandle. He is a member of ZAPU. He's saying what is happening in Zimbabwe is not too good because he feels that the country belongs to the people and not ZANU-PF.
Right.
Or maybe before we go again back to Mr. Kaule, let's go to Mr. Reverend Mtata.
Dr. Mtata, imini sangano renyu rava nenguva richiedza kuti dene vakuru vakuru vezvematongerwo enyika nemapato anopikisa vagara pasi vataurirana. Munoona here sekuti ukama huripo mataurisano anoita vanhu iko zvino izvi zvinhu zvakaita saizvozvi zvinokwanisika kuitwa here? Kana kuti
Hwambe hapana chinhu chisingagoni kuitika kana pachingova navanhu. Chiripo ndechekuti inofanira kusvika nguva yokuti munhu wose anzwisisa kuti kana muchavaka muchinda mberi vanhu vose vatenderana kugara pasi. Hakuna nyika yakasununguka ikafamba ichinda mberi vanhu vasina kutenderana at some point kuti I think it's high time when we can sit, we should sit and engage. So I think zvimwe zvose zvichaitiwa whether tinotarisa tikatasa kumasure tichigwa rusununguko rwekusunungura Zimbabwe at some point we had to go to Lancaster House kuti vanhu vagare pasi. 1980s taita dambudziko vanhu vavurawa kuMidlands neMatabeleland. 87 kwakagarwa pasi vanhu vakawana nzira yekuti tiende mberi. 2009 zvinhu zvanetsa munyika medu vanhu vakagara pasi tikaita government of national unity. Nyaya iripo ndeyekuti hakuna dambudziko ratinaro senyika harigoni kupedzewa namaelections, harigoni kupedzewa nemhirizhonga. Zuva richasvika rokuti vanhu vose vachaita come to their senses vakati ngatigare pasi tione kuti tingavaka nyika yedu sei tichienda mberi.
Mm-hmm. Aiwa, moramba muri parunhare, Dr. Mtata, tinodzoka kwamuri. No, Dr. Mtata is simply saying that regardless of how bad the situation is, there is always a possibility of people sitting down and discussing these issues, mm-hmm. just like they did at Lancaster House, mm-hmm. like they did during the Unity Accord, and what happened after following the, you know, the federal elections held in Zimbabwe in 2008. Mm-hmm. So he's very hopeful that this can be arranged and that one day all of us will have to come to our senses and
discuss some
and
of
discuss
these
things.
Yes, lo usithokozile ecingweni. Sithokozile kunjani?
Siyaphila baba linjani?
Siyaphila sibonga bani mama.
Mawo Mkwena.
Mkwena isi ngokwenda lokhu kumbe lokhu uwedwa nje. Uzimele wethu. Unkosikazi kumbe unkosazana?
Unkosikazi.
Yebo unkosikazi Mkwena. Sitshele ukuthi wena ubona njani okwenzakala eZimbabwe.
Mnayiwo. Akhulu ngenkezo yomnanga. Okwakuthi singani lamandla amakhulu. Bengivatasahlale kwangale Russia. Yena lo president omemukele kwangale Russia echeyenza izasa ngapha. Bekumele ahlamnike indawo yokuhlala kwangale. Ngapha athele besifaka wethu president.
Uyathinga sibili mama. Kodwa ke kulungiswa njani phela nxa kunje? Anti yabona ukuthi sokulokudubula, sokudutshulwana, sokuyini yini, akusakhanyisi ongani ingxabangxoza nje. Pho kulungiswa njani nxa kunje?
Thina besikhangelele ukuthi kona uzathi ihleli nxa ikhwele, ibiloku ikhwela kambijana mbijana kancane kancane. Namhle ngaya kudollar 50 zikeza yeka kudollar 80. After 2 months siya ku-$3 zokungcono yokuthiaoke sibe buhlungu kunaloko asenzele kona. Uthi imali yangwana sayithatha ngapha sibeke ngizathi.
Ehe. So ke vele lithatha ngaphi ifuel yangkhona ukuthi lithele ezimoteni?
Asinayo kathe sihamba ngenyawo 12 kilometers sisiye town sisazama ukuba ngamavenda sithengisa ngapha lesithi kanse lithatha lesitafu vele siyasafu. Sibona ngani mnangagasedini kaniyeza abanye ithuba.
Kodwa ukuthi angabipho ngoba kuqhubela nje ungani abantu babhemisana igwayi nje.
Kumbe ufuna nje semthathile njalo ke esakwenza umgabe ikwasekufuna.
Hayi singazikhona pho. Singazikhona pho. Mina ngeke ngakutsho kodwa singazikhona konje.
Alapha ke sitoli support kwabaphezulu ukuthi basincedise ngoba azayo sizakuna semva ukuthi emandleni ethu.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu. Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu. Hanti phela kuyavotwa phela. Hanti kuthiwa la voteli izani khona. Kuba ugawula uthabile sinuthi la uyivotela.
Umaveka lo.
Ma.
Umaveka vele kasimvotelanga wazifaka ngenkani.
Hayi siyabonga ke inkosikazi Mkwena. Ungathina lokusasa ma. So that is the Thokozile Mkwena. She's saying that she's happy that Mr. Mnangagwa left the country. And she's hopeful that that perhaps the Russian president or any other president of those nations will actually keep him there. She said, we need our own president. You know, because he's complaining about fuel and all these kind of things.
Yeah, I think it's in line with what I want to ask Mr. Kaole. Mr. Kaole, are you there? Mr. Kaole?
Yes, I'm there.
Yes, sir. I wanted to find out from you, with all these things that are happening, do you believe that the people's patience might be thinning away? Do you think that the people have enough patience to continue under these circumstances?
Of course, people have enough patience to continue under these circumstances, depending on the situation on the ground. And what we are expecting all is that we expect things to improve from what they are in the near future. And this is exactly what we are looking at. And remember, the president in his address to the nation, especially it was New Year Eve or Christmas, somewhere around there, he said the road is still bumpy and you are still going to experience some problems as we continue. But then thereafter, we are going to witness so many good things that are going to be brought about by this new government. But why can't we give this new government enough time to really do something? It would appear as if people really are really not patient and. People have a hidden agenda, especially the opposition. They want to give this new government a chance. Just give them a chance. But and then thereafter, maybe after 6 months down the line, then we can then start evaluating them to say, no, you have failed, blah, 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 blah. This is exactly what how I see it.
Yeah. Mr. Kaole, people are saying that we have been told this same story over and over and over again. To be patient, things are going to be working out, and they can actually point out to the fact that prices are going up while they are waiting. So are they not justified in being skeptical about all these promises?
Remember, this is a new government. But for them to be saying they've been promised this and over, we are not referring to this new government. This is a new government. Mnangagwa is a new president with a new cabinet. Remember, Mthuli, where is Mthuli coming from? He's from Switzerland. He has been hired by this new government to do work for the nation. Why can't you give them time to fix this economy? Mthuli is an expert in that area. Mm. Why rushing things? Why?
Yes.
What's the agenda?
Mm.
Yeah.
I think our listeners are listening. They might want to ask you a few questions, but your point is quite well taken. Thank you, Mr. Kaole. Don't go away.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Yeah, so let's look at some messages that we have right now. Who's saying what? Let's see on VOA Studio 7 and VOA Ndebele. We've got so many followers. Owen Joshua Kombami says, call me right now, guys. Then it's a piece of putty. Says hello, msakazi. Kumbe bamthokazi linjani. Kuzobuya ke othilia njalo lo mabutho uthi unjani dube nyaphila kakhulu. Lo Sydney laye uthi cela ushwanele lo Sydney nibona zani sasikhulume laye. Kuzobuya ke uPamela Khumalo na ufisa ukuthi sikhulume laye. So ke singazi ukuthi kume njani unanqoba unanonqaba usebuyile njalo sikeza khuluma la ekuseni. Lo Pamela Khumalo uthi mfunelani dube. Singazi ukuthi singabuyela ke kumbe kukhona osecingweni simfoneleyo ikhola asazi ukuthi singabe sile khola yini kumbe asila khola siyadingadinga. So ke just go back to Reverend Dr. Kenneth Mtata. So now Reverend Dr. Mtata, you are suggesting that there should be some form of dialogue between the government, you know, and these protesters. What is the starting point?
Yes, I think if I say the government and protesters, I will have, generalized too much, because it's not possible to identify people protesting for a meaningful dialogue. But I think the issues that they are raising are being raised at different levels. And I think those people who take these representative positions, be they labor, be they the opposition, be they the captains of industry, be they leaders of civil society, church leaders, chiefs, and different opinion leaders in society. I think we need right now urgently to bring all these people together, agree on how we want to address the bigger national question, which includes issues that have not been resolved in the, from the past, the pressing questions that make people unsatisfied, and then the urgent economic issues that are affecting people, and then the long-term economic changes that need to be done. So, and I think it is when we have this programmatic engagement on the issues that we are going to have people on the process of change. Because right now, when the government is saying people must stomach the pain, but it is going to come to an end, people must have some kind of a sense of when this pain is going to come to an end. Mm-hmm. If they don't, they get frustrated and they feel that they are being taken for a ride. So, but once they are engaged in the process and they are aware of how much they must tie their stomachs, mm-hmm. people will then be cooperating and there will be a more positive mood nationally. Right now, we are in a country with a very, very negative mood. Even if mm-hmm. the government proposes something that is meaningful for the transformation we need, very, very few people are going to accept and believe it. So I think this is the urgent task that we have as a nation. We
Thank
need
you.
To mm-hmm. find each other and find a new path for the future.
Thank you very much. Sibona zane sesilo mama lapha ecingweni nguNanonqaba. Nanonqaba kunjani mama?
Ngikhona baba nithole njalo.
Sijonde kakhulu unjani wena?
Hayi, ngiyaphila baba.
Ye, ungaphi kona manje ke njana?
Ngise South Africa.
Ye, akutsho mama ukuthi nakho ke phela kuyenzakala kona eZimbabwe esikubonayo. Wena ukubona njani kona?
Hayi, lokhu mina ngibona kungela mphumela omuhle. Ikakhulu masibheka bona abashethe ukuthi abazimisela ukuthi bazame ukuyixazulula le ndaba lama-civilians.
So kodwa kuyalungiseka yini wena nxa sukhangele khonokho kwezakala eZimbabwe? Kumbe kuyahlala kunje vele?
Ukulungiseka kungalungiseka ma laba abasithetheyo bengathi bazekise bazekithi abantu njengathi kuyithi esibavotelayo bazekithi bazekise bakwazi ukuthi bakhulumisane lathi banze izikhalazo zethu and bazame ukuthi bazisoze because ngoba manje thina siyathi weya sisemazweni okuphephela but lona they are enjoying life uyandisenda ukuthi not right.
So-ke wena ubatshela ukuthi kumele kwenziweni sukusela namhlanje siya kusasa laphambilini kumele kuphathwe njani udaba lolo?
Udaba lolo nje kumele nje kube le-agent like agent meeting, babiza abantu, ba-address abantu, ba-assure abantu ukuthi bazotshentsha like njengendaba nje yesiwele eyiyo enze ukuthi kube nalo umbhikisho osukhona. So nxa bengakhuluma labantu ukuthi hhayi kanti okay siyazizikhalazo zenu sela ukuthi kusinike maybe thuba sikwazi ukuthi sizisolve lezi zinto.
Hayi ke mama, sibonge kakhulu ngathina kusasa.
Hayi, siyabonga lathi baba.
Yeah, that is Nanonqaba, the mother of Nqaba, of Nonqaba. So she's saying that, you know, there's always, you know, dialogue somewhere. So the government needs to bring itself down to the level of the people, so that there could be some cordial kind of relations between the people and the government. So the government should come out and explain what is going on, especially this fuel issue and the decaying economy.
Right.
So she says perhaps the people can sit down and you know, polish up some other issues,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Which is what I wanted to ask Reverend Dr. Mtata. Dr. Mtata, you did mention that the government also is to earn the people's trust, so that, you know, people to start really believing in whatever promises the government is you know, is making. What does the government have to do to regain the trust of the people in this sense that we are talking about?
I think first of all, Wande, what we need is we need to agree on the kind of program of change we are all going to take up as a nation. At the moment, we get bits and pieces, and the interventions appear arbitrary and reactionary. What we need is a comprehensive economic vision that everyone recognizes, and there are not too many surprises. And people will want to see some level of moderation when the changes are taking place so that the shocks are manageable. If you increase fuel by 150%, this introduces a shock, especially if this is not matched with increases in salaries. This introduces shocks that people cannot deal with easily. And once you do this when the mood is negative, then you create a very tense environment, and what you only need is a matches to light it, and then everything explodes. So we do not deny that there are people who may want to take advantage of the situation as other people are alleging. But what we are raising is that there is need for us to make the burden a little bit lighter as we are going through a transition. Everyone knew that Zimbabwe was coming from a very bad place, and we were going to need sacrifices as we move along. But the way we need to do it need to be considerate, realizing that people have borne this pain for a very long time.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Reverend.
Thank you, Doctor. Stay on the line, please. We'll get back to you again.
Mm-hmm. So I think we've got so many people that want to be called, and most of them are in the VOA Studio 7 and VOA Ndebele pages.
Mm.
So if ever we can call those people, I think we can have a lot of people coming into the program.
Yes. We have
we've got a caller right now. Who's
we have a caller from Epworth. Muripoere? Mm. Hello?
Mekiripo.
Makadi nizenyu?
Makadi yu.
Tirikuta wala nani?
Na Connie Jackson.
Na Ava Jackson. Eh, tipe wafungwa zenyu panya ya tirikuta wala hii?
Nisimane languga. Anafana uchinjo wa urumenda kwa. Nizu wana ugaziri kwa mkengo zida FU. Kwa chikafu mwashopu mzwa kuira mnumu. Haa, sinaja kutu mvuita kana kawani.
Saka mnumona sukuti. Ye, taura enyu. Taura enyu.
Kwa zikuno kwa mwashopu ato suraka fawa hapa hawa maura iwa kuno kwepu etu no.
Hmm. Manzu wakutu kwa mabona manu maura iwa ni.
Ee. Ano ngo page go atura atu iya anazo fani bada kwara gumbe.
Oh,
asikene futi 303.
Tatanzwa mati kune vanhu vaurayiwa.
Iya vanhu afa ari ku vanhu teziya bada kuzi zama zitao.
Naika.
Kandichori mo basi. Ee.
Aiwa. Tine urombo chaizvo. Tatenda dina mane mashoko enyu. Asi handisi kuziva kuti imimi mangamishunga kuti zvoitwa sei.
Aina nchungwa ki urumende o chinjo kana bila teta kana inclusive government.
Munoona sokuti izvo zvondo zvingazoita kuti zvite nani?
Ee.
Sei muchidaro?
I think tikabatana ka noonesana tinyatsowana kuwana kuendesa nyika mberi. Because apa pane pari kutonga pachijunda chaipa. Narudo rwevanhu mukati.
Aiwa. Tatenda chaizvo nemashoko enyu. Tinotenda zvikuru. Yes. He is saying that the government has failed. It's time for them to think of getting into a unity government so that maybe things can be straightened out as people would tend to share advice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's his point now.
Yes, of what Tingani Tikoza Kamakreta Masugu. He's saying Gibbs, we have a shining example of Kenya. Inclusion of all parties affected is very important. Let the solution be universal to build trust among stakeholders. This is no longer a ZANU-PF or an MTC problem. There's need of utonsandawonye. Cornelius Ntombezi Mahwa says, call me right now. I think he's in Russia, 971. Which country code is that? I'm not quite sure. Lawrence Mthombeni uthi ubaba uGawule ukhuluma into engakhoyo lapha kumbe bayambhadala yini ukuthi abuyeze khuluma khonapho. Then Zinc Manado says Zanu PF should step down. That's true bafowethu. Kumele kube njalo. Ye sithathe kumbe sikale sikhulume lobaba uGawule ngamafishane. So Mr. Gawule, I think the last caller actually gave Zanu PF a way out of all this situation. And he's saying you guys should just step down. You failed. So is that a good way for you? Obviously you're not going to say yes.
I see a Ulumisa, Utah, another Labo. The Wakate City now. Alba, Larry Lapanum Fundi, who Kuruma, who shall call it, with Lendo is Utavando, Ponga Konoka, Alba, Zagala. I want to tell the Kingdom of Munise, Uti, Utakaka Konoka, Uta, the Labo. I mean, Naina Uda was mbona ngani into yonke yes umdonsa kanye kanye into eqakathekile kakhulu athi kudlala umaqathelana lokwenzakalayo okuyikwenziwa ngabanye bethu lapho bathi bengabona abantu bezondile bethathe i-advantage yakhonoko begidima yanalitheli phabala ike ngikhangela namhla abathathi bethengisisa jim sarebe lepoti besayizi lokani lapha zepati kukhanye ukuthi ngabantu sibili ababelonga to a certain political party hhayi asikufuni konoko singanjalo ngathi ukuthi sokulesifilekilee sokunjani hhayi ayisikho mina mpela ekutheni abantu abalabalaqiniso bonabo ngazikhangela yangithi nangikhuluma ngomthuli yini i-finance minister umthuli Ncube baqhathi ukuthi bazoenza umsebenzi izweni phambili and siyavumelana sokuthi umthuli Ncube ngabantu zangazinjele silogani sezanu pif xa usesebeyesilekile umthuli Ncube uzama ukuthi umuntu onjani nalo ovela ngaphi umuntu enalowo sikalaqinisa umuntu enalowo simbone ukuthi vele umuntu enalowo lenjongo yakhe engayisile ukuthi yena uhlala ephikisa kuphela yonke hambe engalokuthi asibanikele ithuba omculi bafuna ukulungisa lapha asibanikele ithuba leli sibone ngemva kwenyanga ezingu-six ukuthi yale phambili ukuthi bazabeyehlulekile yini ababoaniba-kheisile ukuthi bazayenza le nalokhu lalokhu izinqumo kanese umculi bekhuluma ngokuthi wekhuluma lafana nabantu ethi bemlandele ukuthi ibhondi uzama ukulikhangela ukuthi ibhondi vele zona alisesenzeli kuhle ngezinye indlela wabona nezinyanga ukuthi ngemva kwezinyanga ezingamele twelve month or so encedi ngabe sesiba le mali yethu lanani indaba singakuvumeli kulokhu kwenza kanye
hayiilashiyo
mali nesikhuluma ngayo asinamaimali yayitshabalala kudala emuva le and you cannot blame umnankazi wangento ezintoengazeni ethingukhulu igovernment yakhe because sithi na asivumeni mani ukuthi izinto lezi ziyalungiseka abantu kuma besenza ndawonye njengesizwe behlakala amakhanda ndawonye athi amakhanda ndawonye okuthisa amataya
hayi siyakuzoba Gawule siyabonga bakho. So what Mr. Gawule is saying is that you know Zanu PF needs to be given some chance, you know, to do what it can. And he says there's some people who are saying Mthuli Ncube must go. Since this is a technocrat and people are just measuring his performance in a short time. He is capable of doing better things, according to Mr. Gawule. So I started to call it Kung and Lapa. Kunjani mfowethu? Since we're going to slow down, Sabona, kunjani kwanapha eQhingweni? Asazi ukuthi slow down, singazibizo. Kunjani? Nesbet, kunjani? Nesbet, ukhona eQhingweni? Hawu Nesbet usuku sikhohlwe baba Nesbet
ngikukhona
ukhona uyangizwa
yebo
unjani Nesbet
yebo kulabuza
uyasizwa kodwa ngibona zani ucingo lakho luthathela kachana ungapheli izweni lapho
okay
hayi ukhanya wazalwa Nesbet ucingo lakhe luyehlula Nesbet we are going to call you back within the next 2 seconds we'll call you back 1 2 I think we are going to call you so I think let's get back to Reverend Dr. Kenneth Mtata maybe we've got a question for him
Dr. Mtata kana makatasa zvinhu zvakakuitika izvi zvishuwa tinoona sekuti vanhu vaita sekutsamwa vanhu vaita sokuomerwa nezvese zviri kuitika kubva kune zvekudya zvekushakwa muzvitoro kufira kuri kuita mafuta emapeturo nezvimwe zvakawanda wanda zviri kuitika munyika munoona sekuti vanhu vachinomweya wokuvimba here kuti zvinhu zvichanaka izvi nokuti sezvataona tichitanga chirongwa chino ichi kuti kune vamwe vapinda muzvitoro vachitora zvinhu muzvitoro kune vanhu vashuta vanhu zvatinonzwa kuti kwashutwa vanhu munoona sekuti mweya uyu unogona kudzorwa here ukagadzikana vanhu vakanyatsogara pasi vakatenderana kuti izvi ndozvofanira kuitwa hamuoni here sekuti pane kutsamwa kwawandisa kwavapo
ndofunga wande nyaya yekuti vanhu vakatsamwa haizi nyaya yekufungidzira nokuti nhamo vanhu yavakatarisana nayo yavako kwenguva yakareba saka kugumbuka kwavanhu nokushayiwa patience kana kugona kumirira haizi nyaya yokungoti vanhu vane weakness I think vanhu vasvika pa point yekuti inorema zvikuru but hatidi kuti tipende vanhu vose nebrush rimwe chete havasi vanhu vose vakagumbuka vari kufamba vachiputsa zvinhu nokutora zvinhu muzvitoro kuna vamwe vanoti kana paitavo nyaya yakadai vanoda kuzvibetsera vachishandisa nzira yokuba asi nyaya iripo ndeyekuti tinoshuva kuti tisvike panguva yekuti vanhu vanotanga kuva netariro hurumende vavariro yayo ngaive yekuti pairi kugadzirisa zvinhu irangarire kuti iri kubatsirana navanhu vane mwoyo yakaremegwa zvikuru nenyaya yekuti kwavanobva vazhinji vanenge vakatsutsumwa tisingakangamuwo kuti chero patakabva pamaelections maelections angana makakatamwa akasvika kumataredzi mhosva vanhu vakawanda vakagunun'una zvikuru nezvakabuda mumataredzi mhosva iwawo saka kutsutsumwa ikoko hakugoni kungomuka kwakapera kana vanhu vasingavoni kuti tiri kufamba tichienda kupi ndokusaka ndichifunga kuti hurumende ine basa guru zvikuru kwete rokungogadzirisa zvinhu asi rokuti ipodze mweya yavanhu nokuonekwa kuti zvinhu zvainotaura nezvairi kuita zviri kufambirana zvakanaka
Yep. Yes, you know, the Reverend is saying that it's quite obvious and it's quite clear that people are not happy and they are upset about the way things are. But he's also saying that not everyone fits this category of looting that we heard about earlier on. But, you know, he also admits that the government has a lot of work to do in terms of regaining the trust of the people and actually delivering on some of these promises.
Yes.
So that's Dr. Mtata's point. That is just mad.
Yes, I think Nesbet is back on the line. Nesbet, can you hear us? Nesbet, you are still on voice.
Can you hear you?
We are still on voice.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yes, ya phila unjani lapho khona?
Hello.
Unjani lapho khona Nesbet? Siyakuzwa kuhle.
Okay. What I wanted to say is
yes.
When the current president took over from Uganda, he was supposed to start fresh, correct the mistake of the previous president. But what he's actually doing, he is continuing from where Mugabe because we can talk about the full increase and all other things that are happening today. But demanding focus on where these whole things started. Supposed to do this.
I think your line is really bad. Nesbet, the line really is jerky, you know. So we come back to you. Sacela producer wethu akufone futhi. Singazi kumbe silomunye ukhola ecingweni. Sikhanyazana asila khola. Sibuyele ke kubaba uGawule. Baba Gawule, njengoba uzivela nje abantu babuhlungu ngokwenzakala kwale Zimbabwe. Wena ube sikhuluma futhi baba Gawule sithi kukhanyazani ke omthola incube kumele banikwe elinye ithuba njalo ukuthi basebenze khonokho abakusebenzayo. Kodwa abantu babona ngani omthuli incube yibo phela abayenze ukuthi kukhuphulwe intengo yefuel yepetrol ledizili so ke manje uyanikwa njani ithuba nxa kunje njalo lo mongameli laye kumele anikeleni ithuba ukuthi ayenze afuna ukwenza
okuliqiniso elibuhlungu yikuthi kuvele ukuthi izinto zilezi zilunge ezawonakala emuva le kumele singene phakathi kobunye ubuhlungu umgwaqo wakhona uzaba lamabhampa sibili okukathesi kodwa phambili ngale kuzalunga kodwa ukukhona ngilalela u-Reverend ekhuluma laphana ukhuluma izinto ezintilezi lezi engizithande kakhulu ukuthi okunye kwezinto lezi kudingeka ukuthi abantu ngesikhathi abanye bakhona bathi bona sebeyinto balahlekelwa lithemba yebo kukhona abantu abanjalo kodwa eqinisweni yonke ihulumende leyo intsha kithi ukuthi inikwe ithuba bomthulile abangabatsha brand new ministers abatsha sibili abane-new ideas abanendlela ezithile asebesebenzela amazweni amanye achithekileyo abazama ukuthi balethe ezinto ezingasincedisa kwi-economy yethu kodwa engikubonayo yikuthi kulilungelo lakho wonke umuntu ukuthi ame laphana athi ilungelo lami njeke ikakhulu ekutshengiseleni ukutshengisela khonokwane ukuthi abantu badeukuthi kulilungelo labo kusekelo sombuso kukhona and njalo kunjalo kulilungelo labo kodwa ayisilo lungelo labo lokuthi behambe bediliza impahla yabanye abantu ukuthi abantu besebethetha abantu bediliza behambe begqikeza behambe bediliza bethathela abantu impahla abantu labo bahluphekayo njengabo akulunganga-ke khonokuthi kukutshengisa ukuthi abantu balele injongo zabo ezingasozokulungisa injongo zokudiliza ekuqineni kwelanga sehlukanisa ukwehlukanisa abantu abayibo abadilizayo nabantu abalungisayo
ye siyakuza kakhulu-ke baba Gawule. So he says, you know, the people have no right to go around looting and, you know, destroying property and those other things. Even if that person or those people have got a right to protest, you know. So ngizokuthatha isilobo baba ecingweni lapha kuthiwa nguMabhena. Kuthiwa nguTimabhena. Timabhena kunjani?
Pretty
Mabhena kunjani? Mabhena. Sizabona kunjani mama?
Yep.
Ye, ilayini siyayizwa sibili yakhatha. Asazi ukuthi eSouth Africa lamntu awuhamba njani. Kule Zulu khonapho.
Na bengicela nje ukuthi khona uyanje lapha nje umbuzo kwabakawuli.
Ye, khuluma mama.
Ngisizaba nje khona nikezeke imithubo. Okay, kunini sanikeze i-PF ithuba ukuthi bantu
ya ucingo lwakho ntombi yami ungani luyahlupha kakhulu kodwa sizwile umbuzo wakho yokuthi banikezwe ithuba elinganani obaba uGawule selabaningi amathuba amaningi baba Gawule
so banikeza kanjani ngoba ona lonke banikeza bahlulekile ukuze bambili and uze ukwazi ukuthi abantu bakuthemba angithi umele wenaaseuve abantu kodwa ma yena sokuthi ikezelangafuni
ukuthiabantuethi
uhlulekile
sesiwuzwile umbuzo wakho mama kodwa ngazani ucingo lwakho ngalaluzwakali kuhle so ke kodwa siwuzwile umbuzo wakho siyawufaka kuba uGawule baba Gawule uyabuza lapho Pretty Mabhena uthi selanikezwa ithuba amathuba amaningi kakhulu so selifuna waphi futhi amathuba mpendule baba
ye ngithanda ukuthi ngiqondise kunapho uMabhena ngikuqondise mtunga ukuthi hhayi amathuba owathiwoyo ukuthi anikezwe abanye hhayi ungahlanganisi umgalo ngomunye umuntu umnankabanaye ngomunye umuntu uhulumende okhona lo ukhuqeka ngumnankaba umnankaba omutha njengoprezidenti lohulumende wakhe necabhinethi yakhe intsha ngawo-ke ithuba imandethi abanikweyo ngabantu eminyaka naleyo ngo-5 iqale kathesi ngemva kokhetho ngawo-ke yikwisuba ithuba asibanikelile lelo thuba sibone ukuthi baza kwehlulekela ngani
ehe hhayi siyakuza kakhulu nilethemba lokuthi ukuzwile sibili sibone-ke sibona zani silenye ikhola lapha baba wandi sime njani
pane meseji yabva kuna Zanorashe Mangena anoti zvanzi aiwa Mtule haana kuuya kuzeta basa tinovaziva vanhu vezanu and Zanorashe Mangena anoti zvakare Dr. Mutata vari kutaura chokwadi vamwe ava vanotaura zvekutidirai jecha handizivi kuti zvinobatsira chunhu ipapo here sezvo vanhu vachiedza kuti dene vagadzirisa zvinhu zvifambe zvakanaka Nicodemus Matauriro anoti vamutuli havana chavari kuita chinoonekwa people like BT heroes in the economy of Zimbabwe ndopfungwavo dzavo idzodzo and vamwe vanoti kwanzi vanozani inoda kupiwa chanzi yechinyi ivo vanga vachingova muhurumende kwemakore ose aya Yeah, ndio mama message aripwa ndiri nawe panapa.
Yes, we've got Nomalanga, Vivian Nomalanga, Pepe is saying, can you call me right now? We'll try to call you. She's saying she's in Israel and listening to us.
Mm.
Maybe we're going to call it. We'll try.
Mm.
So, sibuyeleke kubaba ke uhambuza Reverend Dr. Kenneth Mtata. Maybe we've got a question for him.
Reverend Mtata, kana tofamba takadini panapa nokuti zvinhu kumira kwazvaita sokutaura kwamamuchita wemini kuti munoona kuti shuwa vanhu vakaita sokuti vaita sokupererwa vaita sokutsamwa hurumende kuda pamwe ine zvinoibatawo zvinoita kuti vasakwanisa kuita zvinhu nenzira nokukurumidza tofamba takatarisepi.
Sezva ndambotaura wande pane ma processes akati but yekutanga ndeyekuti pado vanovurongwa hwakajeka zvikuru wemusangano wekutanga we national consensus building process uri kuuya pamazuva ari kutevera iwawa patinenge tangova nechokwadi chemusangano iwoyo tichagoverana nemi mugova neinformation nokuti tinofunga kuti zvakakosha kuti tisangane taifunga kuti tichagona kusangana pasati paita mhirizhonga yaitika nhasi saka ndochekutanga chatiri kufunga kuti chaitika tinofunga kuti kana tinge tapedza pachabuda nyaya vanhu dzavari kuti isu yatinofunga kuti singwi-singwi yenyika toda kuti tifambe zvinhu zvakadai 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 but kutaura kwedu isu sevanhu vemakereke dzimwe nguva vamwe vanenge vane dzimwe nzira dzavanofanira kuona nadzo process yokuvaka nyika vanhu vachinda mberi dzimwe nguva inoita siso vamwe vanokwira vamwe vanodzira but ndinofunga tichasvika papoint yeconvergence yokuti munhu wese ava kubatirana pamwe chete tichinanga negwara rimwe chete chishuvo chedu ndechekuti vematonge gwenyika vachakooperata nemaissues ari kureiziwawa navamwe vanhu vakawanda izvikuru nemakereke kuti goenda mberi kana zvikakona kuita saizvozvo idzi mhirizhonga hadziperi zvakanaka chatinoshuvira ndechekuti vanhu tese tinzwisise hakuna nyika yakaramba ichinda mberi nemhirizhonga kwenguva yakareba ikagara zvakanaka hazvikashamadzi kuti nyika ipedzire yaita sana Somalia nedzimwe nyika dzakadaro dzinenge dzisingachigadziriki kana kuti dzinenge dzoda nguva yakarebesa kuti igadzirike saka chero munhu ane pfuti dzakakura zvakaita sei munhu ane masupporters akawanda sei kana vanhu vakakona kuwana mukana wokugara pasi muno nyika yenyu inotanga kunyenguka nezhira yamusingagoni kumaneja zvokuti munokashamara nokuona zvinhu zvinomuka mukati menyika yenyu kana tikasvika panguva iyoyo tinenge tasvika panguva yakaipa zvikuru.
Aiwa Dr. Mtata, tinotenda zvikuru nemashoko enyu asi tichakufonerai tigotaura futi pamusoro peimwe nyaya iri musangano menyu tinotenda zvikuru chaizvo Reverend Mtata.
Thank you so much. We've got a caller, Noma Vivian Pepe. She's in Israel. Kunjani mama?
Ngiyaphila baba Dube njani?
Ngiyaphila kakhulu. Ubona njani kwenzakala eZimbabwe?
Naye ngithi lokho kwenzakala eZimbabwe ngishisa ngabe kuqhubekela phambili. Akuqhubeke impela kuye phambili vele so isikhathi sesiside eZimbabwe udlame liyadingeka ngoba ngibona abanye abantu emini besithi udlame alulunganga abantu abayenza izinto ngokuthula ngepeace. Kukangaka yiphi iphisi baba Dube edlula ukuzithulela kukangaka abantu bethule bengenzi lutho bengakhulumi lutho.
Hayi siyabonga kakhulu mama isikhathi sesiphelile ungathina lokusasa.
Okay baba.
Time is up and we have to end it here. We thank our guests this evening, Reverend Dr. Kenneth Mtata, Secretary General of the Zimbabwe Council of Churches, and Mr. Philip Kaule, former ZANU-PF Cholocho DCC Chairman and former Cholocho Senator. That is Mr. Philip Kaule. Thank you so much, Zimbabweans, for watching our program. Let's hope we are going to meet again tomorrow. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Bye-bye.
And I'm Janono Kawande. Until we meet again next time, please take care and good night.